actually a big problem because nobody understands what is happening. Everyone can agree with the slogan. It still doesn't mean that you agree with the person behind it. And this is especially difficult when you are just new to politics, when you're a young voter. I'm talking about people around 20 who just really started to figure out, hey, politics is a thing that I could have a look at. I will tell you about what a game designer thinks about entertainment and politics and why we should connect them and how they are kind of connected already. So on one side we have politics, which is extremely complicated, like international relations, local relations, all of that stuff, very important, but I mean, sometimes politicians don't understand what the hell is going on. And then on the other side, we have normal people. Voters, people like you and me. And the best thing, the thing that we like to do most when we come home after a long day of work is, I don't know, browse Facebook, go on social media, watch TV, play a game, and that's totally cool because we have our lives and we cannot deal with everything. But that's this situation that leads to something that we like to call an entertainment bubble. That's why we have the voter in the center, and then we have this bubble that kind of encloses you in all of that. And something that might get into this bubble are these slogans, things that scream in your face. That's why populism and all these very bad, dangerous things are so effective, because they scream at you. If you simplify something too much, people will be more receptive for it. Now, in Switzerland, we have the cool situation, and I think that's pretty unique, that we have institutions, for example, EasyVote and SmartVote, I don't know if you know of them, but they take this very complex political stuff and try to make it understandable for everybody who didn't study politics or has been engaged in the field for various years. However, in order to get to this easier depiction of politics, you need to care for it already. And that's exactly the point where we, this project, is trying to get users. So we're trying to find the people who are not interested. We're trying to poke into this little entertainment bubble, following the principle of chemistry. I don't know how to say it in English, but Gleiches löst sich in Gleichem. So soluble stuff in the same... No, I'm not going to try to do this, but yeah. So that's basically the logic behind it, and the cool thing about this now, EasyVote and SmartVote, they're already cooperating with us, so they're already on the team. So we actually have data. Who are we? I keep on saying that. Project CH Plus, oder wenn man so schweizerisch sagt, Projekt CH Plus.
Oh!
Yes, so this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to have this flood of people use the magical project CH Plus solution, and then you will transition into somebody who knows things. Now, what is the core thing you're gonna do? Everybody has a phone, everybody waits at the bus stop or tram stop from time to time. You take out your phone, you scan the poster, and you will get more background information. That's the very core of this entire concept. And I didn't come up with this concept just because it was fun and great. I actually did a lot of reading. And the cool thing here, a lot of this stuff is related when you read in multiple disciplines. So what I looked at was entertainment theory, narratology, democracy, participation design, marketing, all this kind of stuff, and then came up with the first prototype. Here, I'm just gonna throw this out there, and I showed this thing to all these people who actually know a lot of stuff. So this, for example, this is EasyVote, and then here we have SmartVote. So they're political experts. We have a philosopher up there. Center for Democracy in Switzerland is here. We have some game designers, and then some people from the research sector. Oh yeah, and then something happened recently. The project is getting support from the Swiss Sustainability Challenge. And I'm not showing you this to brag, I'm showing you this to show that we're actually going somewhere. Yes, and where, oh where, are we going? Well, this whole thing is supposed to be fun, be entertaining. So what we're doing, we're sending people on a politician hunt, which is inspired by Tinder and Pokemon Go. very briefly, you join a canton. When you scan your politician, you can super like them. Let's assume she has like a 98% match with you, and she goes into your top picks. You can say no if it's like a 3% match, or you can be like, okay, fine, I'm gonna read this later. So you can collect all of your favorite politicians and rank them according on how much they agree with you. And then we are entering in this bubble tank thing, where you can drag in and try out your top picks. And what are these bubbles in here? They are actually the dimensions that are shown here. Oh, for you who don't know SmartBull, this might be important. So this is a political spider. This shows you how much somebody cares about the environment, international relations, trade, whatever not. So, and this here shows you your own spider compared to a politician spider. That's how you kind of know how they work with you. And these bubbles in here, they are these values on the spiders up there. So if somebody really cares about environment, then this bubble here is going to be really big. And this is how you can try out different constellations for your selection of who is going to end up in the parliament. Now, the elections are in October, which means that in September everything has to be done. In general, well, it has to be done is a big term here, because this is a big project, we know that. And the most important thing, that's also why I'm really happy to have some Suisse Romande joining us here, is to have a project that really speaks to everyone. So it should be a project that helps. It should be a product that helps. So co-design is one of the main aspects. I want to talk to a lot of people. I want to talk to users. That's why I'm glad that I have a lot of you here, because I want to ask you, what do you need? What do you want? Do you think this could interest you in some way, or do you think this is boring as hell? Because all of these answers are correct, just saying. So what I would like to do now is a feedback round, and after that a little brainstorm on, yeah, exactly, what the hell would you actually like to have? And then of course, what are the dangers in this project? If I would have a fairy godmother, how much money would it cost to develop something like this? How much time would it take? And then in the end, a little hint here, I don't know, you guys might know, there's a hackathon coming up next weekend. It's about games for voting participation motivation, and it's happening in Lausanne. So if you're interested in this, but you're like, oh, I'm a very busy person. Maybe you are busy, but you still have this weekend where you could come over and say hi and check it out. And these questions are here. I have pen and paper, but I also have an online questionnaire because I am prepared sometimes. So, yeah, shoot.
First off, a technical question.
Yes.
Are you scanning the actual faces or the names on the posters?
Faces for now.
Is this reliable?
We are currently thinking of using Amazon for doing that. Yes, we're inviting the devil, of course, but we gotta work with what we have. And yes, that is a difficult thing. Also because we have to find the posters first, so we need a database with all the posters. But I think that's like the smallest problem in the development.
What made you choose that you actually use the faces where you basically have to rely on Google App or Amazon, and not you don't just scan the same text, which is like
the
place of the candidates are always on the posters as well and should be 100% match. Especially because you have a given known set of names of candidates.
Yes.
There's only 4,000 possible names. You will have a unique match every time.
I have written this down.
For
I'm not the technical person, but I understand your point.
Libraries.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, also in the same direction, what happens if there is no face on the poster?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or if the face is somehow, made to a comics?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You will get a notification like, oh, you tried to scan something. Unfortunately, that didn't work.